الذي قال في كتابه العزيز: ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الأمين. قال في الحديث الصحيح الذي أخرجه الإمام مسلم: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه، لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. All praises due to Allah, who said in his book, and who is better in speech? Who is better in speech than he who calls to Allah and does righteous deeds? And he says, I am among the Muslims, and I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, alone with no partners. He is the helper and the protector of the pious and the righteous. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger, the truthful one, the honest. He said in an authentic narration, whomever calls people to guidance will have a reward equal to theirs, without their reward being reduced or diminished the least bit. Brothers in Islam, this particular ayah, along with this particular narration, are a foundation in Islam. And the chances are, you have heard them before. Chances are, you've heard this ayah before. And you've heard this narration before. But as usual, there's a difference between hearing and understanding. Furthermore, there's a difference between understanding and implementing. Pay attention with me. There's a difference between hearing and understanding. And afterwards, there's a difference between understanding and implementing. Putting that knowledge into action, putting it into action. So let us, before we continue, pause for a moment with this verse and with this hadith. What do we understand from this verse? And what do we understand from this hadith? Who is better in speech? This particular format in the Arabic language is a form of balagha or eloquency. When Allah asks who is better in speech, it is as if Allah is saying no one is better in speech. It is presented as a question, but the answer is understood. Meaning no one is better in speech than he who calls to Allah. Now we talk a lot. Nowadays, we talk a lot. Before, our righteous predecessors, if you ask them how many words he said in 1 week, he will give you the number of words that he said in 1 week. Not only that, he would have an answer for every word that he said. If Allah asked him on the day of judgment, why did you say such and such? He will say, oh Allah, because of such and such. Nowadays, we don't know what we're saying, why we're saying it, how much we're saying. And only Allah knows if we have an answer on the day of judgment. Only Allah knows. We talk too much. And among the things that we say are some that are dunya related, related to the world. Some are related to business, some are related to transactions, some are related to marriage, some are related to various things. But the best form of speech is when you are inviting people to Allah Azza wa Jal. Da'a ila Allah. Allah only he who invites to himself, he who invites to this group, to this denomination, to this madhab, to this understanding? No. Only the one who invites people to Allah, not to himself, not to his opinions, to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the verse continues. Not only you call people to Allah, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and he does righteous deeds. Why? Because many people, may Allah rectify our condition, we know how to invite people to Islam, but we ourselves do not know Islam. We call them to things that we do not do. We speak about things that are not part of our lives. And Allah hates these kind of people. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ Oh, you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? It is hated to Allah that you say that which you do not do. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ Do you command people for piety and righteousness, and you forget about yourselves while you are reciting the book? So when you invite a non-Muslim to Islam and he sees no Islam in you, how is he going to believe you? You are contradicting yourself, my brother. This is why this came. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا Not only you call the people, you must be the first to implement. So you must have your own righteous deeds. Furthermore, the end of the verse says, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Verily I am one of the Muslims. This is an indication that a Muslim should be honored with his religion only. Not your nationality, not your tribe, not your ethnicity, not where you came from, who your father is, none of this stuff. You are either honored through Islam or you are dishonored through disbelief, even if you were the president of any country. To Allah, you're going straight to Jahannam, where you will abide eternally if you don't have Islam as the means of elevating you. So my brothers in Islam, it is Islam which elevates and Islam puts down, nothing else. That's why the brother will be seeking honor. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ I am among the Muslims. There are two ways of making that expression. There's a verbal one and there's a physical one. You say that you are among the Muslims with your tongue. Furthermore, you have Islam on you in your life. So even if you don't make this statement, it is understood from the moment someone looks at you. From the moment someone sees you, he knows you're a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I don't need to elaborate on that. If we have some common sense, you will understand what I'm aiming at. We don't want to imitate the actors and the singers and the basketball players and the soccer players and the losers. We want to imitate in our appearance Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when a person sees you, says that's a Muslim person right there. He doesn't have to ask you, what is your name? Are you a Muslim or not? That shouldn't be the case. It should be easily spotted. This verse is one of the most virtuous verses about the honor of da'wah. No one is better than speech than the one who calls people to Allah Azza wa Jal. Then the narration. Whomever calls people to guidance will have a reward equal to those who will follow him. One may think, if he's going to have a reward with them, they're going to share it. He's going to split it in half. You get half, and he gets half. The Prophet ﷺ said, no. The reward of those who follow you will not be diminished, will not be reduced, but you will get an equivalent, equal reward. Allahu Akbar. We may have heard this narration, but where are the brothers who understand? And among the brothers who understand, where are the brothers who implement? Ya akhi, if you give someone a pamphlet about Islam, and Allah guides him to Islam, and he lives 30 years worshipping Allah, fasting and praying and doing Hajj and Umrah and remembrance of Allah, every one of his deeds will be on your book of deeds on the Day of Judgment. Do we understand that? want to, my brothers. Because one may say, or the shaitan may come to your mind and say, listen man, you're not a scholar. Don't give dawah, akhi. You are ignorant. Don't do anything. Let me ask you a question. Do you need to have knowledge to share a verse? Do you need to have knowledge to give someone a pamphlet? Yes. You need to have knowledge of how to move your arm. You need to have knowledge. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallahu khairan. You need to have knowledge of how to move your arm. That's it. You grab the pamphlet, you hand it over. This is the least that we can do for the sake of Allah. Wallah al-Azim, it is aching to the heart when we meet some of the new Muslims who've been in the kingdom for 15 years and 16 years. No one ever told them anything about Islam. Until just weeks before he came to our Dawah Center to embrace Islam. Where were the brothers? 16 years living among the Muslims, hearing the Adhan 5 times a day. Where were the Muslims who told this person about how to protect himself from the fire? This is because we don't understand this hadith. We don't understand the virtue of getting the reward. And why are we living, my brothers, in Islam? To have a big house? To have 4 wives? To drive a Mercedes? Why are we here? So you can collect deeds and meet Allah with them, thus be protected from the fire and permitted to Jannah. And that could be as simple as handing over a pamphlet or a booklet or a tape about Islam. This is for the brother who is unable to do anything better than that. But for those of you who have knowledge, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith in Bukhari, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Convey from me, even if it's a verse. Is anyone sitting here? Does anyone who sits here not know قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ? Can you be a Muslim and not know قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ? No way! This is the least that is expected of you. You don't have to answer the misconceptions. You don't have to give a lecture. You don't have to give a khutbah. You should explain to someone, La ilaha illallah. If you don't know that yourself, you need to check your Islam, my brother. You need to go back and say, what am I doing in this masjid? If one of us does not know how to convey La ilaha illallah, that means that he does not understand La ilaha illallah. And this is a dangerous status for one of us. Is it an obligation to give da'wah? Yes. Yes, it is. Just because something is virtuous does not mean that it is voluntary. If I speak about the virtues of salah, does that mean that salah is up to you? You could do it if you wish, you can leave it alone if you wish? No. The fact that something virtuous does not necessitate that it is voluntary. So I spoke about the virtues of da'wah. If you want reward, it does not mean that it's up to you to give da'wah or not. It is obligatory, but we must add a qualifying statement. According to your ability. You know ABC? You give da'wah to ABC. You know ABCDEFG? You give da'wah to that. You know A? You do A. You don't go teach someone the deen of Islam while you don't know the deen of Islam, because you're not going to be inviting people to Islam. You're going to be scaring them away. But if you know قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, اللَّهُ الصَّمَدٍ, say it is Allah the one who's one, unique in His oneness. Allah is the self-sufficient, the absolute. He did not beget, nor was He begotten, and there's none equal to Him. This is all you need with a Christian, or a Hindu, or a Buddhist, or an atheist, or any disbeliever upon earth. That's all you need. Calling him to Allah. Allah says in the Quran, regarding those who know, but speak not, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Verily, those who conceal the clear proofs and evidence and the guidance that we have sent down after we had made it clear for the people in the book, those are cursed by Allah and and cursed by all those who curse. Naam. Al-la'na. Wa ma adraka ma al-la'na. What do you know about the curse of Allah? At-tardu min rahmatillah. Being kicked away from the mercy of Allah. None of us can afford that. Because when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companions, none of you will enter Jannah with his deeds alone. Your deeds will not permit you to Jannah. They said, not even you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, not even myself, unless Allah encompasses me with his mercy. So if you don't have the mercy of Allah, you have no Jannah. And if you don't convey the message of Islam, then you will be cursed, thus you will have no mercy, meaning no Jannah. Again, brother, don't misunderstand me. According to your ability, we're not telling you to become a alim. If you wish to do so, barakallahu feek, we need some. But you must at least convey Islam through your character, through your behavior, through your appearance, and the worst case scenario, a book or a pamphlet or a tape, or inviting someone who could give da'wah on your behalf. The idea is, don't meet Allah while among those who conceal the truth. Allah gave you Islam, don't be stingy with it. Allah gave you Islam, don't hide it behind your back. Say, this is only for me. You want to save those who will be going to the fire from among the brothers in humanity. The brothers from Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam. You want those to be protected from the fire. And it is my obligation and your obligation. We don't want to hear anymore about a non-Muslim who was here for 20 years before someone told him about Islam. The first thing someone should have spoken to him when he came to this country is Islam. This should be our attitude. May Allah Azza wa Jal help me and you establish that in our lives. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers in Islam, we praise Allah for Islam. Wallah al-azim, there is no bounty that me and you are dwelling in right now greater than the bounty of Islam. The money and the clothes and the things that we have, wallahi, they're nothing. They are equal to the wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah. But the thing that matters in the sight of Allah is this deen that Allah has honored me and you with. And the least we could do as a service for Islam is to give the people a good image of Islam. At least have Islam in our lives. At least exert ourselves. We have some brothers that we know who do not speak any English. A brother that I know does not speak any English, but he loves to make da'wah. You have no idea how many people have embraced Islam through him. He cannot even communicate with the people, but his mind is in Islam. And to save these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from above the seven heavens facilitates for him. Somehow, some way, every other day he comes, he says, this is a new Muslim. We get shocked. Ya akhi, how are you communicating with these brothers, man? You don't speak Tagalog, you don't speak English. What's the secret? Allah facilitates. Allah facilitates. So where are we from this brother? Those of you who do have the language, your own people back home, what do you do when you go back on vacation? Hide at home? Hide at home? They're not doing that. Those who are inviting to none, to other than Islam, they're not sitting at home. They go to Africa and live in an old house with no food and drink, leaving alone their lavish life so they can take the people to Jahannam with them. And we, the people who have the key to Jannah, we sit at home scared, afraid. La Allah. Don't be afraid of any of the creation of Allah. Allah is the one who controls the creation. Don't be afraid of the government. Don't be afraid of the people out there. No one will do anything but by the will of Allah. You put your trust in Allah and you go tell the people about Islam. Whether individually, one-on-one, or through a lecture, or through a group, or your own family members, be a caller to Islam. be a da'iyah. Join the crowd. This was the job of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the most honorable duty on this planet, to be among those who follow the prophets and the messengers. Their main objective in life was to invite people to Allah. And when you follow their footsteps, then you will be among the best of creation. And Allah will honor you in this dunya and in the hereafter. And the door is open. Those who want to join, come in. Don't let the shaitan hold you back. Those who are afraid, then be afraid of the Day of Judgment. Those who are afraid today from the people, you better be afraid of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Because Allah will hold you accountable for concealing the truth that He has guided you to and not sharing it with His creation. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna wa'affiqna ila ma tuhibbu wa tardah min al-qawli wal-amal. Allahumma ja'alna hudatan muhtadin. Allahumma ja'alna hudatan muhtadin. Allahumma ja'alna hudatan muhtadin. Waj'alna mimman yad'u ilayka ala basiratin ya rabbal alameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. أقم الصلاة.